All right, good morning, ladies. Welcome to Filling Your Bucket. This will be fun. We're going to discuss Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. I just think that's a beautiful passage for us ladies who want to learn to be stand strong in the Lord. And these nine fruits were discussed by Paul in his letter to the Galatians. And they provide nine Christian attributes that is given to us by the Holy Spirit. And I'd like to begin with a little icebreaker. That always makes things fun. So I need, let's do maybe eight. Eight volunteers. Come on up. Come on. I'll pick if you don't come. Get a balloon. Well, there's only three. Come on. There we go. Your friend said you're not bashful. Come on. And then you can pick her in a minute.
Okay.
That's right. All right, what we got? One, two, three, four, five, six. Two more. Come on. Come on, you do it. It's be fun. Come on. Okay. All right, your job is, you're going to have to probably get a little closer. Your job is going to be to tap your balloon. You can only tap your balloon once, then you got to tap a different balloon, right? So the goal is to keep all the balloons in the air by tapping for 30 seconds. So I got my little stopwatch.
We should
be in a circle. Whatever you think. Ready? On your mark, get set, tap. Oh, by the way, if one falls on the ground, it's out of play. You can't pick it back up. I saw that. Don't pick them up. Don't pick them up. Okay. Good job. Very good. That was impressive, actually. Very nice. Okay, wait. Don't sit down. Oops, wait, how do I shut it off? There we go. Okay. So that's an example of our crazy busy life of a woman, right? We have lots of activities we're juggling, balls to keep in the air. We're diving and dodging, trying to prevent collapse. We are mothers, sisters, daughters, aunts. We're employees and employers. We're on committees. I'm so sorry. I'm technologically challenged.
She's young. You can't ask her.
Let me just do that. I think that'll do that. We volunteer. We volunteer at church and in our kids' classrooms. We are taxi drivers, boo-boo fixers, meal planners, and grocery shoppers. We're the beautification engineers of our homes. So we've got a lot going on, right? Oh my gosh, my time is up. How do we make it not go off? Did you fix it? I'm not going to use that the next time. So now I would like all of you ladies to pick out a replacement for yourself as you sit down and wait. I have a treat for volunteering. Chocolate.
Thank you.
I know who you should pick, by the way. She's in the back row.
Becky, come and get the balloon.
Thank you, ladies. Okay, so how many balloons dropped in the last session? Only two. That was really good. Hopefully my experiment. We need a balloon?
Someone took their balloon.
Somebody have a balloon? Here it goes. Oh, hang on. I have another one. Nice try. Okay, so this time I'm going to give you 30 seconds to huddle up and make a plan on how you can possibly be more successful than the last group. All right, so you get 30 seconds of planning. Remember, same rules. Can't tap the same balloon twice. If it touches the floor, you can't pick it back up. So huddle up and plan. Just twice in a row. Good question. All right, so see, when you come late, you get volunteered, right? Yeah. So you're going to tap the balloon, and you can only tap your balloon one time, and then it has to switch, right?
To switch balloons because there's two pinks in a row.
Okay. All right, girls. We're gonna start. Ready, get set, go. Okay, stop. Awesome. Time's up. So my experiment didn't go so well, but if you think about just the teamwork that they were providing, right? Supporting each other, making a plan, working towards a common good, right? All right. So big round of applause for all the volunteers. You can just let your balloon sit right on the floor.
Thank you.
Candy. Everyone needs candy at 8:30 in the morning, right?
We do with the Snickers especially.
Yes, you're welcome. So if you think about all the busyness that exists in this room, right? Just all the planning it took for you to even be here. Sometimes life is so crazy busy, it's a little overwhelming, right? So it is important that we think about each other, encourage each other, back each other up, support each other. You know, we weren't intended to do life on our own. We were made for relationships. We need each other. Can you guys pray with me? Heavenly Father, I'm so grateful for each lady that is here today and for the families that they represent. I pray that you will help us stand strong in you, Lord, and learn to use the fruits of the Spirit to keep buckets full. I pray this in your name. Amen. So before we kind of explore this concept of bucket filling, let's kind of review the nine fruits. So, love. This is not your ordinary, everyday, run-of-the-mill kind of love. This is genuine affection, not related to emotions and feelings and hormones. It's a commitment to unconditionally seek the highest good in others, and unselfish benevolence. It's how God loves us. Let's make sure it's going to stick. There we go. Joy. Joy is more than happiness. It's gladness not based on circumstance. exuberance. Good morning. It's great delight and gladness of heart. It's joy in just knowing the Lord and the hope of heaven. Joy is the joy of the Lord is our strength. Peace. I'm going to step on a balloon yet. Peace is a sense of contentment, a lack of worry. Did I miss something? Oh. Sense of contentment, lack of worry, and a state of assurance. It's fellowship, harmony, unity. It's freedom from worry, freedom from distraction, and oppressive thoughts. It's calm, quiet, tranquility. Patience. Patience is a slowness to speak and a slowness to anger. That's a good one for me. Showing restraint in the face of challenge or opposition. It's also a willingness to stick with things. It's endurance, steadfastness. Kindness, compassion of the heart. Uh-oh, I heard it. Merciful, sweet, and tender. It's an eagerness to put others first. Generosity, love in action. Good kindness. Goodness, it's a selfless desire to be open-hearted and genuine and generous. Conviction that basic holiness permeates all things and people. It's having a pure heart. Faithfulness is a devotion to God and a loyalty to friends and family and coworkers. Dependability to carry out what's been instructed to us and also to keep close to heart that which has been told in confidence. Gentleness is humble and calm, non-threatening, but not in a weak sort of way, out of authority and strength. Polite. Gracious, I have a cheat sheet on the back. Polite, gracious, and forgiving. Lots of words to remember. And self-control. It's a temperance, right? Doing God's will instead of our own. A restraint of one's emotions, actions, and desires. It's behaving well. Wisely directing one's energy and avoiding overindulgence, ice cream, donuts, you know. So there you go, 9 spiritual, life-changing, life-altering behaviors that can impact our daily happiness. So now, what about the bucket? What's up with the bucket? A few years ago, I came across this little book, Have You Filled a Bucket Today? By Carol McLeod. And although she wrote it and intended it for children, I think you'll quickly see how it relates to the topic of Galatians 5:22. So take a listen. Cute little book. All day long, everywhere in the world, all day long, everyone in the whole wide world walks around carrying an invisible bucket. You can't see it, but it's there. You have a bucket. Each member of your family has a bucket. Your grandparents, friends, and neighbors all have a bucket. Everyone carries an invisible bucket. Can you guys see over there? Okay. Your bucket has one purpose only. Its purpose is to hold your good thoughts and good feelings about yourself. You feel very happy and good when your bucket is full, and you feel very sad and lonely when your bucket is empty. Other people feel the same way too. They're happy when their buckets are full, and they're sad when their buckets are empty. It's great to have a full bucket, and this is how it works. You need other people to fill your bucket, and other people need to fill theirs. So how do you fill a bucket? You fill a bucket when you show someone, when you love, oh goodness, I'm going too fast. You fill a bucket when you show love to someone, when you say or do something kind, or even when you give someone a smile. That's being a bucket filler. A bucket filler is a loving, caring person who says or does nice things that make others feel special. When you make someone feel special, you are filling a bucket. But you can also dip into a bucket and take out some good feelings. You dip into a bucket when you make fun of someone, when you say or do mean things, or even when you ignore someone. That's being a bucket dipper. A bully is a bucket dipper. A bucket dipper says or does mean things that makes others feel bad. Many people who dip have an empty bucket. They think they can fill their own bucket by dipping into someone else's, but that will never work. You will never fill your own bucket when you dip into someone else's. But guess what? When you fill someone's bucket, you fill your own bucket too. You feel good when you help others feel good. All day long, we're either filling up or dipping into each other's buckets by what we say and what we do. Try to fill a bucket and see what happens. You love your mom and dad. Why not tell them you love them? You can even tell them why. Your caring words will fill their buckets right up. Watch for smiles to light up on their faces. You will feel like smiling too. A smile is a good clue that you have filled a bucket. If you practice, you'll become a great bucket filler. Just remember that everyone carries an invisible bucket, and think of what you can say or do to fill it. Here are some ideas for you. You could smile and say hi to the bus driver. He has a bucket too. You could invite the new kid at school to play with you. You could pick the new person at Woman of New to sit beside you. You could write a thank you note to your teacher. You could tell your grandpa that you like to spend time with him. There are many ways to fill a bucket. Bucket filling is fun and easy to do. It doesn't matter how old or young you are. It doesn't cost any money, and it doesn't take much time. And remember, when you fill someone else's bucket, you fill your own bucket too. When you're a bucket filler, you make your home, your school, and your neighborhood better places to be. Bucket filling makes everyone feel good. So why not decide to be a bucket filler today and every day? Just start each day by saying to yourself, I'm going to do something to fill someone's bucket today. And at the end of the day, ask yourself, did I fill a bucket today? Yes, I did. That's the life of a bucket filler. And that's you. Isn't that so cute? Carol McLeod. So imagine if we took our invisible bucket and we put in a cup full of unconditional affection. And then we maybe added a half a cup of exuberant gladness. Getting the concept? And then we were slow to speak and slow to anger. And we added that to our bucket. Did I do that backwards? I did. If we added some harmony and some unity to our bucket. And we were merciful, tender, and compassionate. And added some pureness of heart. Look at how our bucket is filling. Isn't that awesome? Imagine the impact just the first few are going to make in the lives of yourself and others. And then, let's see, we'll put in some loyalty and devotion. And maybe sprinkle in just a little bit of calmness and some humility. And then to top it all off, we'll put in some temperate behavior. So imagine if we carried around this bucket. So remember, it's invisible. Think of the impact it can make in the lives of others and the lives of yourself. It would actually radiate light, be the light of God, right? You're standing strong in the Lord and behaving in the nine fruits of the Spirit. Remember, though, life has peaks and valleys, right? So sometimes our buckets will fail and they'll get a little leaky. And that's when we need to help each other out, right? Us gals need to support each other and help each other when things get rough and buckets are a little leaky. So we need to get out there and do this bucket filling. We pray one more time with me, please. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of the Bible and the roadmap it provides to us, and for special little treasures like Galatians 5:22, Lord. I just pray that you will help us to remember to be kind and loving towards each other and to stand strong in you, Lord, by behaving in the fruits of the Spirit. Help us to be diligent and deliberate in bucket filling, Lord, and watch the impact it will have in our lives. I pray this in your most precious and holy name. Amen. Okay. Before I let you go, that was really fast, wasn't it? It was supposed to take a lot longer. I'm talking fast. I did bring a couple of little books along to hand out as door prizes. And I discovered while I was preparing for this, out of all this many years of loving Galatians 5:22, I never realized that 5:22 is my birthday. Isn't that crazy? So does anybody else have a May 22nd birthday? How about a May birthday? How close to May 22nd?
May 19th. Mine's half of
22. Anybody closer than May 16th? All right, thank you, my dear. And then my most favorite day of the year is Jesus' birthday. I so love Christmas and decorating and just love that time of year. It's a great time to be a bucket filler. The month of December can be tough on some people. So anybody have a Christmas birthday? Oh, very good. Anybody beat December 23rd? All right. You're welcome. Thank you for your kind attendance. Let's get out there and be bucket fillers. You can start right away. Thank you so much.